You're listening to the Floodgates Podcast.
Episode 3, so good to be with you.
My name is Joey Brake.
And I'm Kenton Brake.
We are so excited to be here today. If you're listening to the podcast for the first time, we are from a church in Wesley Chapel, Florida. Me alongside my dad, we are on staff here on team, and we just love to have conversations that communicate and challenge people to change, right, and to create this community has been so special. I'm so excited to be back on episode 3 of season 2. It's been so good. And I just love that we get to have these conversations, that we get to talk about different topics, break down different ideas, and challenge people wherever they're listening from. I know we have a big community from all around the world that listen, not just in our city, not just in our church, but right, in other churches across the U.S., even people who maybe never even been in the church before. And so I love that we have this space that we've been able to create to have these necessary conversations.
Right. And at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to. It's all about people. It's all about relationships. And as we go through these conversations and create change and really make a decision to adapt and change what's going on in our circumstances. And it's so exciting to see that as we live by faith and known by love, and we can just be that beacon of hope to people around us.
Yeah. Today we're talking about people.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to come to the discovery that our life is not just about ourselves. It's not all about you, but it's truly all about people. And some of the special memories I hold in my life are held with people that have played an important part of making that moment come to be. And I love that shift of knowing the importance and the value of people in our life. And today we're just going to take a few moments to kind of break down why it's important, the difference people make in our life. And I think we can share some stories of how people have truly impacted us, and hopefully that we can become the people that impact others, that we would be people that it's not just about us when we're in a coffee shop. It's not just about us when we're on our way to work. It's not just about us when we're at school. It's not just about us when we're honing in on what we want to do, but thinking broader and expanding our capacity to thinking beyond ourselves and about others.
Right. And then when you get into that mind shift and that understanding that it's really not about you, it's about how God is creating you and developing you, but it all requires a relationship. I can think about different seasons of my journey where people have come in and marked my life and with their thoughts and with their experiences and with their story, and how important it is. And some are there for a short season, some for a long-term season. And it's amazing to see and look, like you said, recognize and value people. People is what Jesus died for. People is what the church is created of. Mm-hmm. And we're a church, but we're not perfect. But we're full of people with a desire to know God and to live by faith and to be known by love and to be that beacon of hope. And so it's so encouraging to know that as we come together as people from all nations, with different cultures, with different baggage, with different influences, we can still come to the understanding that that Jesus is the center of it all.
Yeah. One thing I admire about you very much is that you're always focused on other people, that you have such a heart and passion to see people come to know Jesus, to see people discover their purpose, and how can you help people and elevate them to their fullest potential and their passions. And I think that you truly reflect the heart of God in that. And I love that about your leadership, because it stands out so much about you. Could you talk about what it looks like to develop that character, to not only just focus on yourself, but also like focus on others, and how to not only climb the ladder for yourself, but also how can I hold the ladder for someone else?
That's so good. Yeah, I think it's something that you learn over time. Like I said, you have different people mark your life. My father took us from United States to a whole nother culture, another country, and we lived there for 30 years, or he served there 30 years. And just having that experience of the world is much bigger than you think. Mm. and knowing that there's so much out there. I think we get so, it's not even selfishness, it's self-centeredness. And we start worrying about our degrees and our careers and our what we get out of life. And we forget that there's such a big world out there. And there's so many people that we could meet and experience and get to know. Yeah. And I think I learned that just from traveling and being overseas and being part of church plants. He planted over 100 churches. So a lot of that, I think, was birthed out of that. And then, you know, later in life, when I was 19, I had a near-death experience with chickenpox pneumonia. And I remember kind of at that point is you got to live for yourself, because that's what I was doing at that point. Although I knew about God and I love God and I gave him my leftovers. Mm-hmm. But through that experience, I was able to come to the realization that it's really not about me and what God wants to do in and through my life. And I had to make a choice. I was at that crossroad of, am I going to live for myself and what I want to accomplish through life? Or am I really going to surrender and fully have this relationship with God and see where that takes me? And it's been a journey. It's been an awesome journey. I've met so many people that have been able to just pour into my life, but also just pour into their life. And God's given us a unique passion and vision to see people's potential before they can. Mm. And so I think that's just a gift from God as well.
Yeah.
And when you fully adapt that, embrace that, then you can just meet people where they're at. There were early years where I would get frustrated because I could see it and they couldn't, or I knew they could achieve it, but they didn't want it. Mm. And so I used to like push it on them and want them to want it. And I'd get so frustrated because like, why can't you see this? Why can't you see all that God's given you right now? And then over time, the mature me of growing up and learning, I just, if people want it, I give it to them. And I pursue it, and I just pour into them. So it's been life-changing for me because I get so much energy and joy out of it. Mm-hmm. That it's just something that you just continue to do. You give, and you serve, and you contribute. And it's kind of like home. You know, when you're at home, you don't just sit down and expect it to be served. Mm-hmm. And you have someone else prepare the plates for you. You actually contribute, mm-hmm. and you serve.
It's really good. I remember the end of last year, we got together as a staff and you challenged us with this book by Erwin McManus, Mindshift. And I know we've always had a heart for people and it's been very natural to us,
yeah.
Especially as a staff. It's really part of our DNA, just mm-hmm. caring for people. But I remember reading the chapter in the book that kind of impacted us and inspired us to have this conversation. It's all about people. And he really gave language to this feeling, this care within us that we've always known but didn't know how to describe. And I think that phrase was it. It just nailed it on the head that it's all about people, that everything we do, it's not about us.
Right.
That the world isn't centered around us. It doesn't revolve around us, but it's a lot bigger than you. It's all about people. And I love just that phrase because it gives so much purpose to everything you do. That the reason I wake up in the morning is not for me, but how can I be the love of Jesus to somebody today? How can I show the light of Jesus to somebody today? How can I show it to my wife, to my staff, my coworkers, to our church, to people who serve under me, to people who serve alongside of me, to people I've never even met before? It's all about people. And it really gives you this framework to shift your focus, to live with intention, with this lens of almost searching, how can I serve people today? How can I love people today? How can I be a light today?
Yeah.
And I remember in staff meeting a few weeks ago, you gave this talk of about known, valued, and loved.
Wow.
And we're in this collection as a church called Home, and we're talking about how you can come as you are, but truly that home is this place where you are seen, that you are known, that you are valued, that you are loved. And you broke down these different areas of how you can do that. And I think we could talk a little bit about that, because as we talk about people, I think it's important to give these challenges of things to live by, of how to live for people. And one thing that stuck out that you said was persevere for people. And I think that's so timely for right now, that we live in this world right now that's so easy to give up on people, that we instantly say, oh no, they did this, I'm out, I didn't like how they handled this situation, all right, I'm done. It's so easy just to give up and call it quits on relationships, on friendships, marriages even. And I think in this climate of culture, more than ever, it's really easy to see that people think about themselves. But also, if you live with this lens, you truly see the people who live with that same perspective, that it's all about people, and that you can really find beautiful people in the world that are willing to live like that. They're willing to persevere and to show there is a different way.
Right. Yeah, and as we were talking a few weeks ago, it was just that God put on my heart to challenge all of us really to be pursuing people. And as you pursue people, not waited to be pursued, you pursue those relationships. You get out of your comfort zone. We get out of the an introvert or I'm an extrovert. No, you're a person, and there's people around you, and you need to pursue them.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times we just wait for someone to call us or text us or invite us. That's good. What if you just made that your choice to be the one that pursues the relationships? And as you pursue the relationships, you have to understand that it takes that spirit of perseverance, because the reality is we're all people and we fall short and we're going to let people down. We're going to hurt people sometimes, but we have to be the one that perseveres through it all, through the highs and the lows of the relationships, that we would constantly persevere, that we wouldn't give up, like you said, and just say, I'm done with people, I've been hurt. You know, I think so many times we run away from our hurts and our failures and our fears, and we realize that really you can pursue your future through faith, and that you would live that life by surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded, surrounding you with people that aren't like-minded. I was just at a birthday party last week, and I was around people that were always apologizing. Sorry, Pastor, I shouldn't say that. Sorry, I shouldn't act like that. And I said, no, just be yourself. Just because I'm in the room doesn't mean you have to change who you are. But because I am the room, it's causing them to think what they say and how they act and how they respond. But I still love them. I'm still pursuing a relationship with them. Do we think the same? Do we act the same? Do we do the same things? Absolutely not. But at the same time, we can be in the room and talk and have conversations. And I think it's important to pursue those kinds of relationships. Not only in that, we also would challenge you to protect your relationships. Yeah. I think there are certain relationships that you need to guard and protect. Like you said, your wife. Or your close friends that really are supportive of you, that you constantly, you know, as you pursue them and you persevere, there's this element of protection, you know. And I think you give people permission to speak truth to you, that what they say is not like, oh, you're trying to put me down. No, it's to protect you. It's to protect your image. It's to protect your character and who you are as a person.
That's really good.
And so those constant themes as you go through these shifts of who you are and why you're really here, I think it helps you understand that it's definitely all about people. I mean, imagine if you wouldn't have gone to college, you wouldn't have met your wife. You know, imagine if you would have just sit back and waited for something to happen. The different relationships that you're in now would be totally different if you weren't applying these truths to your life. And so I think as we take away the self-centeredness and really focus on pursuing and protecting and persevering, and then just constantly pray. Pray for the relationships around you, that they will help you achieve God's purposes, that you could not only climb yourself, but you could hold a ladder and see other people go further than you could ever think or imagine, because that's their calling and that's their dream. And you're not judging them. You're not jealous of them. You're just constantly celebrating people. So I think it's something that can be learned, that you can apply these truths, but it's going to take practice, and you have to learn to celebrate people. We're such in a society that's comparing everything, comparing what they have and I don't have, or they look this way and I don't look that way. But what if we just started celebrating? Celebrating people in your life. Celebrate your home, your family. You know, because home is a place for comfort and joy and peace. Home is a place where you can let go and put your robe on and be yourself. But the reality is that you can only be who you are when you're in full communion and community with God, how He created you to be. And so I think it's just important as we think about, it's all about people, that it starts with us. It starts with our attitude. It starts how we look at life and the people around us.
Yeah. I love how you said that. It's more about celebrating people than comparing people. And that's beautiful. When you're living a life that's truly all about people, you find for ways to celebrate them, not just to compare yourself to them. And I think that's really important to make that change in our relationships and make that shift. I love how you said that you can have conversations with people that are not like you, that maybe don't believe the same things, that don't look like you, that don't do the same things you do. And I think it's important to create that space where just because you may believe something differently, just because you might have a different outlook on life, just because you live life differently, doesn't mean you can't still fight for that person and be for that person. Because at the end of the day, if we truly look at the life of Jesus, He cared for everyone. He went for the Pharisee, for the tax collector, for the sinner, for the people who have fallen short, for the people who thought they were everyone, but really they were just like everyone else. I think He came for the ones who were needed healing. He came for all of us that were searching for someone to save us that we knew we couldn't save ourselves. And I love creating that space that people can come as they are. And it's so important to have that culture within the church that saying, hey, you don't have to believe what we believe for you to be in the room. That there's a seat at the table for you, that there's a space for you to still belong, even though you may not believe yet. Right. We believe that if you just keep on coming, if we could just get to know you a little better, if we could create a relationship with you, that somehow you'll meet Jesus through it. And I think that's the beauty of the church. That's the beauty of what we do. That when we make it about people, it gives them opportunity to truly meet who Jesus is. So how do we create that atmosphere of being confident in this is the life that we're living, but maybe being in the room with people that don't live the same way? And I think you can stand out in that, but how do we carry that out in our day-to-day of people questioning us, hey, why are you living that way? Why do you believe this? And having those conversations with people.
Yeah, I mean, there's a primary need in all humans to belong, mm-hmm. to be known, to be seen, to be loved. And I think as you understand that you yourself needed that, so once you found that, just extend it out to others. Yeah. Like, we have a culture where you belong before you behave. You don't have to change certain things. You can be, just like you said, come as you are, be who you are, and let the influence of Jesus in our life bring change into yours. That's the goal. And so I think when you have that understanding that you needed that space, and when you find it, you want everybody else to experience it. Like, there's nothing greater than walking in a room knowing that you're loved. Mm-hmm. There's nothing greater knowing that you're valued, that you're seen, that no matter how your hair is or your personality or who you are or how you're dressed, that you can be part of this. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's a mindset, it's a culture that you create, and then you start just living that out and remembering if God were to judge you how you judge others, how would you live your life? And you have that lens that you look through, that they're just people. They're people that maybe don't have knowledge that you have, or they grew up in a home that wasn't like your home, or their culture didn't allow them to experience this love. I think the key ingredient is just that love, that embrace, that knowing that someone saw you and took the time to say, hey, how's your day going? What's going on in your life? I know there's times where we walk up to people and say, how you doing? And they just break down and bawl because they finally feel that love and that connection, and they can just release whatever they've been carrying. Or there's other times like, I'm good, and they're a little standoffish, and they're that's as close as I'm going to let you get to right now. I'm not going to be that vulnerable with you. And so when you create a space and a place of knowing that people are loved and known and seen, they're craving that. Every person that I've met in this world really just wants to know, does their voice matter? Does their thoughts matter? Does my life really have a purpose or a meaning? And I think when you start adapting this culture of praying, even Jesus himself, he went and invited the 12 disciples to join him. He pursued them. Mm-hmm. He went and said, hey, stop what you're doing and follow me. Imagine that you're on your business journey, you have your boat, your fish, your schedule, and someone walks up to you and says, hey, leave that and follow me. Yeah. I mean, how crazy is that? Mm-hmm. And then he pursued them, he protected them, he built them up, and then he was constantly praying for that. And so I think as you just go through this journey, knowing that your purpose in life is to reach people, build people, touch people, sometimes just pray for people and just let them come as they are and experience the Jesus we know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's beautiful. I just got back from an anniversary trip in Europe, and me and Natasha went for a week. First time ever, and it was so beautiful just to be able to explore that side of the world. And one of my favorite memories from the whole trip was Sunday. We went to church, and we found a church there that we knew someone who, they have a location in New York and Berlin and Paris. And so we're like, let's go check it out. And it was about an hour walk from our Airbnb. So we woke up early Sunday morning, and we went to church, and we stopped to get coffee and some pastries in Paris. And we went to a church called Fount. And I left that Sunday just forever changed. And it was one of the most beautiful experiences that I've ever like had with other humans before, that I've never even met before. And I remember we walked in to this church, and when we walked in, we got there a little bit early, and their teams were all praying together. It was just beautiful. I didn't know what they were saying because it was all in French, but you could just see the same just spirit of kind of what we do here. And this lady runs up to me and Natasha, and we never met anyone at this church before. She just runs up to us and gives us the biggest hug, like almost like she's known me since I was like a baby, and just hugged us so dearly, and just welcomed us with open arms. It just felt at home instantly. And just through all the conversations we had with their team and the people there, it was just beautiful. After church, we stayed for like an hour just meeting new people, talking to them, connecting with people. And actually someone that was sitting the row behind us, we met them, and he was like, that's so amazing. Like, we told them what we do, where we're from. They invited us to lunch, and we ended up going to lunch with about 30 people from this church, and we took over this taco shop in Paris. Never thought I'd be eating tacos in Paris. It was delicious. The food there is incredible. So good. And we're talking with all these people, and just, I have never felt just the beauty of the church so deeply before like that. And I know what it is to like work at a church and to try to create that space for people to experience. But I even just think about the people who come through our doors for the first time, and I hear like how they felt at home and welcome and loved and seen and known, all these things we're talking about. I've always heard the experience of someone from the other side. But since I've been at this church since the beginning, I've never truly experienced it for myself like it was for the first time. But this moment in Paris, of all places, a different continent, different country, different language, different people, all these things, I had that same feeling that I felt like of all the stories that have been described to me. And I think it was the most beautiful, impactful memory just to think that just the presence of God and Spirit of God is so unique and so beautiful that even through the language barriers and even on different sides of the world, you can experience the same thing. And it's so beautiful that I was almost brought to tears just to talk to these people, almost like I've known them all my life. And at one point, I felt like I was talking to myself. Like, these people did not speak the same language as me. They didn't look like me. Like, we all had different stories. But, like, they were doing the same thing in Europe of what we're doing here. And it was just the beautiful thing, like, I never experienced before, that it's all about people. Like, I could have gone on vacation and say, no, I'm not going to go to church this Sunday. Yeah. It's my week off. I'm in church every other Sunday of the year. Right. But no, God did something so beautiful through it that I'm so glad we went and we found. And we were willing to take the journey to go, because it was something that impacted me for the rest of my life, that truly when you live a life that's all about people, you will experience the same value that you show. You would experience the same feeling of being seen that you show to others, that you would experience the same love that you show to others by other people, by strangers. By the end of it, we didn't leave strangers. We left family. That I can say I have family in Paris that I maybe met 48 hours ago, but it doesn't matter. Like, I know that these people will be family forever, that these are people that I want to make feel seen and loved, and but also they made me feel the same way.
That's so incredible. Yeah, we've been on a journey really throughout this year, being reminded that it's all about people. Even going to a pastor's gathering in Miami at VU Church just reminded us that there's so many people out there doing what we're doing. Yeah. We're not alone. Mm-hmm. I think God's just uniting us in that heart and that passion for people. Yeah. And then just recently going to L.A. at Mosaic Church, getting that same experience. I can brag on them a little bit. One of their volunteers didn't know us. We get there thinking there's pastries and coffee right before the conference. We skip breakfast thinking it'll all be there. We can buy something. We get there. There's coffee, but no pastries. I'm sure they're probably better in France than they are in L.A., but I haven't experienced that yet, so I can't comment on that.
I brought you back a croissant.
Yeah, the one what we ate this morning was amazing, amazing.
It's a little taste, but yes, not the real not the fresh thing from the bakery.
Yes. But I just remember we asked one of the volunteers where the pastries were, and that it was described in their calendar and the schedule that would be provided. And she's like, I'm so sorry, we don't have pastries, but we have coffee. And so that's the end of it. But then we go on and we're waiting to go into the conference. And this girl somehow found a blueberry muffin. It's amazing, because that's something I would do. That, hey, we said it, it's not here. I don't know if she went across the street and bought it. I don't know where she got this blueberry muffin. And for her, it might have been very silly, but for us, it was so impactful to see that wow, I heard you, I saw you, and I met your need. Yeah. And it was just a blueberry muffin. Yeah. And we could have skipped breakfast, it wasn't a big deal. But just seeing that heart, that wow, I saw your need, and I went and met it. It can be as simple as that. They can bring you to tears, because it's just about family. It's about that community, and it's something that we would do. But like you said, it's different when you're on the other end receiving it, because you think, oh, that's who I am, that's what I do, and there's probably not that many people out there. But the reality is there's a lot of people out there with that same passion to serve God first and to make others known and seen and valued and loved. So I think as we're on this journey, just my challenge for you is, as we go through this podcast, is that you would look and evaluate how you are. And like you said, you could have stayed at home. You could have rested one more day, because you have a long year ahead of you, but you chose to go and search for that and go and receive. And what you found was, like you said, family and friendships and lifetime journey that will change your impact and their impact and their journey forever, just by you being willing to go And I think that's my challenge. Just step out this week, you know, find a local church, find a place where you can go and belong. And like I said, you probably don't feel like you belong because you're not serving and you're not contributing. Where you're waiting to be served and someone to pour into you. But just change that this week. Just change that mindset and say, hey, I'm going to go serve somewhere. I'm going to go contribute. Yeah. And as you do that, you'll find so much joy and passion. You'll begin to experience these connections that are forever life-changing. And it's just a privilege to know that we're not alone. There's many churches and many people living in life that are longing for what you have experienced, but also what you can pour into them as well. Beautiful. And so I think it's just a journey. And as we just decide to make it all about people, mm-hmm. I would challenge you and encourage you just to start serving somewhere, start contributing, and really stay planted. Yeah. Because I think so many people just like go for one Sunday and that's it. Or go to a place for one time. And I think it takes time to build trust, to build community, to build essential friendships that we all long for and need, to just know that you're loved. I would tell people that are listening right now, you are loved, you are valued, and God sees you right where you're at, and he wants to encourage you today to be reminded, to be embraced, but also share that love with others.
It's amazing. If you're listening right now and maybe you've been searching for that, that's a beautiful challenge. To say, go searching for ways that you can show what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And somehow you'll find it by in the way of what you are giving.
Yeah.
We were talking with some people and they were talking about relationships, specifically like in love and like dating. And someone asked me my advice when it came to like our relationship. And I said, one, like date your best friend. But two, it's more about what you can give than what you can get.
Yeah.
And if you focus on what you can get, the other person more than likely will not be satisfied with what you give. 'Cause you're so focused on you that...
Yeah.
The other person is not being taken care of. And I think if we could come to a way where both people are so focused on giving and not getting, that's where the beauty of relationship is created. And I would want to challenge people today. Maybe you are searching for people in your life. Maybe focus a little bit on what you can give. And you'll find people to give you the same thing, and you will get that same thing that you are giving. That even, I think, in generosity. Generosity begets generosity.
Right.
Giving begets giving.
Right.
That it creates this beautiful rhythm and almost cyclone of generosity that just keeps on going and going and impacting more and more people. That love would create more love. That authentic relationships would create more authentic relationships. That living life for people would create more people living life for more people.
That's so good.
That's all about people. And you truly can experience the world, the church, people in a whole new meaning when you live with that close to your heart.
Right.
When you live with that as a priority. That I'm going to pray for people. I'm going to persevere for people. I'm going to protect people. I'm going to pursue people.
Yeah.
That it's all about people. That the world is not all about me. It's way bigger. It's way bigger than you. And when you see that, you'll find yourself way more satisfied because those people too will love you just the same.
Such a good truth. Thank you for joining us, and we pray this has been impactful in your life, that you continue to live by faith, to be known by love, and to be a beacon of hope wherever you're at.
See you next time.